So apparently, Oliver Anthony hit a chord with the rich men north of Richmond. And here in Kershaw County, it's the rich men of Camden. And this week on the Liberty Report, we're going to show you what they're up to.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Kershaw County Liberty Report. Boys and girls, I got a treat for you. I got Matt Hutchinson. Hutch has been, people have been asking, where's Matt? Matt works behind the scene. Maybe an investigative journalist, reporter. Matt, what's up, man?
How you doing, Jeffy? Good to see you. Cheers.
Good to see you. And we're out here at the undisclosed location. And Matt come across something that was kind of interesting. Maybe some of you guys have seen it. What's up with Woodward Park and what is it, Matt?
720 homes that the landowner desires to put on his land, which is no problem. I think it's 250 acres. Basically, it's the horse training facility. Off of Carter Street, right?
So that backs up to Woodward Park.
I was sent a picture of a map.
Let's put it up right here.
Yeah. So somebody took a cell phone picture of this and leaked it, and I came into possession of it, and a few other folks too.
Apparently, and what I've heard is that it's leaked out through multiple sources.
Multiple sources, yes. Not just one person, multiple.
Yeah.
And what it shows is a 720-house development. Apparently, there's some debate on the lot size. It looks like six houses. What was the old one? 6,000 square feet, R6.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's R6, but some people are saying it's R15. One house for every 15,000.
Which is just happens to be the new ordinance
just voted on,
just passed
last week.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago or whatever it was.
So it immediately I said, well, this is in Camden. Why do I care about this? I don't give a shit what Camden does inside of Camden. Doesn't affect me at all. But then it was brought up that this property is actually in the county.
It's county property. Yeah.
It's not county property, but it's owned by an individual. It's privately owned.
But controlled by Kershaw County.
It is not a part of the city of Camden. So the word I got was that they were wanting to annex this land into the city.
Huh.
Which as somebody who runs a city, the revenue would be great. Sewer, you know, the utilities revenue and all that sort
taxes.
Of stuff. They wouldn't have to annex it into the city to get that, but the taxes is what they would have to get, and the school money, the school district money and that sort of stuff.
Right.
So some things just weren't, I was looking at this and it cuts off on the left-hand side. You can't see what's on the left border, boundary. So I pulled up GIS and I looked it up, and sure as shit, it's Woodward Park, Scott Park, the Montessori School, all around that western boundary.
Right. That's where Battleship Road comes in.
Immediately, alarm bells start going off. Well, I'll be damned. If this doesn't sound like a big project put together piece by piece If we can get the county to build a park out here, a nice park, and take over the pool, put in a splash pad and a frisbee golf and all this stuff, and then we'll have this neighborhood there. All these folks would love to come to the city of Camden and have all these wonderful amenities already built and put in place.
You're not saying that this was a plan to begin with, are you?
Hey.
I mean, Matt, look, there's a lot of coincidences.
There's two... We always say, Jeff, what? There's no such thing as coincidence, right?
Well, I guess.
In this case, there's three or four coincidences. You had Derek Shoemake proposing the 15,000 square foot per house, his verbiage.
Well, let's even go back. Let's go back to the deal, the Woodward Park deal, where MUFC comes in there and offers all this money.
Right. For Woodward Park, for a travel baseball complex.
For a sports complex now. You remember, they changed all that.
Right.
Because that we spoke out about that, travel baseball, and disproved that.
Right, so. But, well, baseball fields that could accommodate travel baseball.
Yeah. So that deal, and then the narrative that the people in West Wateree are screaming about the housing developments going on,
right,
and how close together the houses are and all that.
Right.
And County Council Derek Shoemake says, you know what, they right. Well, let's all put together here a package of proposals.
Right.
Which he worked tirelessly on.
Didn't Ben Connell start the 15,000 square foot?
Ben Connell. Ben Connell's at the State House now, right?
Well, he still owns Connell Law Firm, which employs Derek Shoemake.
Now, that's just a coincidence.
This is just conspiracy theory.
And we need our tinfoil hat.
All right. So, Ben Connell is a one term. State rep, because his district's going to be taken away. Our district is going to be lumped in with Richland and Sumter County and all these other ones, right? So what's Ben Connell going to do with his time when he's done being a state rep? You think he's going to just go back to being an ambulance chaser?
Oh, he's got higher ambitions by far. So 720 houses.
Yeah.
When on West Wateree side, they're talking about slowing down the growth by putting the 15,000 foot.
Right.
And then here comes this cartoon that just so happens to be at the 15,000 square foot.
That's what it appears. I can't see. There's no scales to it.
Right.
It appears to be 15. And what I'm told after doing some digging is that this is just a pipe dream. It's not going to happen. Don't worry about it. It's a non-starter. This is not sitting on anybody's desk.
The planning and zoning has never seen it.
City council doesn't know about it. County council doesn't know. The planning and zoning for Camden doesn't know anything about it.
It's just somebody's pipe dream that he paid somebody to get a cartoon made.
I want to be clear.
I dreamed about this the other night when I was drinking Blue Moons. This is not queer beer, boys. It's Blue Moon. And so somebody dreamed this up.
Well, I will be clear about something, that the gentleman who owns that property, that's his property. He can do with it whatever he wants. If he wants to build houses on it, go for it, man. Build your houses and do whatever you want with your land. Other people's opinions about what you do with your private property are just opinions.
Well, in that case, though, we're talking about 720 houses.
That's a pretty big impact.
Where are you going to send your poo-poo, your doo-doo,
You talking about the children?
Your Taco Bell. Your recycled Taco Bell.
Where are you going to send it? Where are they
going
to go to school? What's the traffic going to look like on Battleship and Carter and downtown Camden? All that, you know, those are all the considerations for planning and zoning to take into account.
Well, I have no problem with you building 720 houses if he can take care of his own poo-poo.
Right? Well, 15,000 square foot.
If the people of Camden are stuck expanding the sewer, and the sewer charge for those 720 houses expansion goes on their tax bill. You know what I mean? Or let's just say it's Kershaw County, and Kershaw County says, oh, great goodness, you know, we're going to expand the sewer department, and we're going to take over the 720 houses on there. We're not going to grow over in West Water Ree. Instead, we're going to send a pipe across the bridge, and we're going to suck the crap out of Camden and put it up yonder and then pump it back into the Water Ree.
I think the only way that this development will happen will be septic tanks for each house, or they get annexed into the city and they get added on the city's sewer and water system. That's the only way it would happen. Now, what bothers me is that there is a lot of red flags with the Woodward Park project, the whole proposal. So those two, you remember in the paper, in the comical, they had two drawings.
Two different drawings, yeah.
Larry Doby and Water Ree.
Yeah. Right?
Casey West wasn't even spoken of,
yeah,
to spend money on. Two drawings. Apparently the Rec Commission, which is Shane Kirkley and
the CARES group.
CARES group. they all live like their neighbors, the whole group, right? They've infiltrated the Rec Commission. Apparently they rejected them. They said, no, we want you to redo the drawing for Woodward Park. And to that, County Council is saying, who the fuck are you to tell us to redraw anything?
Right.
You're a commission that is put together to give us suggestions. That's it. Okay, you suggested that we redraw it. Okay, no.
I wonder what their suggestion, why their objection is. It didn't have enough travel baseball park?
Yeah, it's not big. It's not nice enough for those rich men in Camden. Right?
Just to refresh y'all's memory, the CARES group was formed just before they came before County Council to initiate the Woodward Park travel baseball scam.
Jack Carrington and Shane Kirkley and a few other folks. But they all, if you look their names,
these
up,
are the rich boys of Camden.
Look them up on GIS.
You know, while you work bullshit jobs and you tax all the hell, these boys don't give a crap. Travel baseball forever.
Let me show you their neighborhood. Shane Kirkley, Jack Carrington, is that what I said?
Yeah.
Carrington, whatever his name is. Brant Tomlinson, Vincent Shaheen, and who's that? The Camden City Councilman who was the mayor that got kicked out.
Jeffrey Graham.
Jeffrey Graham. They're all neighbors. They live on the same corner. Right. All of them right there.
Right.
So they probably get on their fancy little golf carts and have cocktail hour and talk about their big dreams for how they want to change the world.
It's a little socialist hotbed.
Right.
But they're not really socialist. They're fascists.
They're fascists because they want to use the working man's money, the poor working man that we are. They want to steal our money to pay for their amenities.
Yeah.
And then they're going to build a neighborhood and they're, which again.
I keep asking, when are the rednecks, the river rats, the working class people?
Where have all the rebels gone? Hiding behind that computer screen.
And I think this is what that Oliver Anthony song really hit on. I know we're fed up. We all fed up with this, but what are we going to do about it? Are you not going to come out and speak or come out and just be a warm body?
Just sit there. Just fill a seat. They get nervous.
Yeah, I told Jimmy Jones today. I said, remember, Jimmy? He said, hey, I don't know how to stop them. I don't know how to stop. I said, look here, Jimmy. You remember when they came after the sheriff, Matthews, who I did not agree with at all. They were going to talking about making him a county police chief,
right,
and not a sheriff, right? In other words, taking a bunch of his powers away. And we put 600 people at county council. The Stephen Smoke was on there. That boy was sweating down bullets. Sammy Tucker sweating bullets. All of them were sweating bullets. Holy crap. And Jimmy Jones said, look here, all these people here, if we put it up for discussion, they don't want this.
The people have power. And only it's the silent majority, whatever, the normal folks, the working, whatever you want to call it. If you just show up and sit there, they get nervous. We've seen it over and over.
The rich boys, they use their money.
Mm-hmm. Backroom deals, their connections.
Backroom deals and state backroom deals and all these dirty little deals behind closed doors. Yeah. And you and me, all of us got to go out there and work so hard to pay for it. Look at your damn paycheck. Look at your property tax.
You know, I was looking at it today, estimating my tax burden on myself. And I said, damn, the more money I make, the more money they take.
And you know, they threw a bunch of tea in the harbor somewhere up north, north of Richmond, actually. And they dressed up like a bunch of domestic terrorists back then. You know, they had feathers coming out. They threw the tea in the damn drink over a little tax.
A very, very small tax.
Yeah.
Very small.
Man, tell me something that ain't taxed, y'all. Tell me one thing that ain't taxed.
I mean, even the air we breathe.
Air we breathe.
That's about it. So, the big concern is now that everybody's saying, "Yeah, this is nothing. Don't worry about it. It's not going to happen." I tell you what, if this dude who owns this property wants to build that in houses and get annexed in the city of Camden, it's going to happen.
Look here.
Here's my suggestion.
That's already done it. It's already in movement.
Yeah.
You can see the chess pieces being moved. Yeah. You look back on the timeline, Matthew, and you can see
it. You can see it happening. All the pieces were put into place. You had the infiltration of the Rec Commission, right? You had the CARES group come about. Then you had Derek Shoemake getting on the county council, Ben Connell's boy, right?
Yeah, Ben move up to the state.
Yeah, Danny Cato's just there, just a meat sock sitting there, and he'll do whatever he's told.
Russell's going to do what he's told.
Yep. Brant Tomlinson is going to do what his father-in-law tells him to do, which is also the top donor for Katie Gwynn and a good buddy of Jimmy Jones, right? So you can see the writing on the wall. It's going to happen. Here was my suggestion, and I want to run this by the people and see what they think. My suggestion is to encourage them to build this neighborhood. Go for it. Build the neighborhood. Put the houses up. In fact, the city of Camden, if you're going to have all these houses, you probably should have a real nice park to go with it. How about we give the city of Camden Woodward Park?
The current park.
The current Woodward Park. Take it. It's yours. Build it up, fix it the way, whatever, however you want. And in fact, here's a swimming pool too. Take the swimming pool. Because you know the Montessori school, which is right there between the pool and
that's on Battleship Road.
On Battleship. Today they announced that they're moving. They're full. They're growing so much they need a new
building. Ain't that a coinky dinky?
They're gonna have to sell.
Ain't that a coinky dinky? Did y'all hear that? The Montessori school just happens to be right there.
It's a key piece of property.
Coinkadinkily.
Weird. They must have got an offer they couldn't refuse.
You don't reckon. You don't reckon.
You know whose son goes to that school?
Matthew. Why you want to...
Now, this is conspiracy theory land. Katie Gwynn's son goes to that school.
My goodness.
But she says she didn't know anything about Montessori moving.
I didn't know nothing about it. Well, I mean, they don't have to tell her that they're moving they get ready to move.
Right. Huh? So
more power to them. I mean, they probably need a school.
Go ahead.
I mean, if they're better than the public education system. And guess what? The rich boys of Camden don't go to public education.
Oh, hell no. Where do Brazos kids go?
The slaves go to public education, y'all.
I think Brazos.
That's what it's designed for. The dumbass slaves, the po' boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Down in Columbia.
Yeah.
Oh, is that on there?
Ubate. Thomas.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Well, whatever. I mean, so, I'm not sending my kids to public school.
So
let's just. We can't afford no private school. We're homeschooling.
Yeah. So let's just say that county council says, you can have a part and all that kind of stuff, but guess what? You have to do the deal with MUSC.
Take it.
And we take our $6 million and we go finish West Walter Reed and we bring up all the other parks around and bring them back up to some kind of standard. If you're going to have these things, you might as well learn how to cut the grass, fix the damn chain link fences.
Yeah, remember that kid got cut all up in that fence?
Oh, man, shit.
Poor grandma, her grandson got
the government shouldn't be in the recreation business to begin with. Y'all know I'm a anarchist. I don't believe in this. It needs to be voluntary. But if you're going to have this thing and you're going to have recreation, you damn sure need to take care of it.
Right. So my suggestion is give them Woodward Park. Just give it to the city. We don't need to charge them. Don't charge them a dime. Just donate it. Give them the pool, too. They can have the pool. There you go. How much money is that going to save the county on upkeep and maintenance whatever. Mm-hmm. Then we could focus on Larry Doby and Casey West. Mm-hmm. Old Danny Cato ought to be jumping up and down for this plan because it would mean more money for Bethune, right? For their park system.
Yeah.
They can focus more resources on the neglected parks.
Yeah.
I don't see a bad thing about doing this at all. I cannot see a downside.
Let them rich boys pay for their own stuff, and the people of Camden that haven't gone to city council and all that kind of stuff, they need to put pressure on their city council. There's so many of these things that these little government entities and commissions and boards and all this kind of stuff, nobody can keep track of it. That's why when I went to the finance committee boys and girls, when I walked in there with this camera, y'all should have seen the reaction.
Oh, Lee Bone's neck was twitching like hell.
Oh, they twitched and all. Everybody was twitching. Their old Rock, Rock Coleman was chewing gum like you ain't never seen.
He was chewing it like a piece of bacon?
But what I'm saying is that puts the spotlight on them. And those are the meetings where these dirty deals are that the public can actually see. Mm-hmm. Now, for every one of those meetings, there's probably 10 meetings going on behind the scenes working up to that.
Yeah.
And all these things are set in motion one after the other. And if you pay attention, you'll watch the dominoes fall. And you can see who plays what fiddle.
Yep.
It's amazing. Matthew, you've done a great job on this. Thank you to the people inside Kershaw County government or commissions or whatever, whoever leaked this information to the public so these rich boys get exposed.
We need more people like that.
We need more people like that.
And we need more citizens to come to the meetings. We need
all
more
our sources
just
are
keep
always,
speaking up on Facebook.
Always confidential.
Yeah.
Unless you give the permission and want to come out and speak. Otherwise, I'm not telling anybody.
Hell no.
Even if Frankie Lee Bone waterboards me.
Even if Sled was looking for me wanting to interview me about a certain something.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't saying
even
shit.
If they used a flock camera to track you down with their license plate readers.
Hey, speaking of Lee Bone, and this is, I got to get going because Mama's home and we're going to cook. He's been a little lackluster lately, wouldn't you say? He hasn't been, his face hasn't been all over Facebook. Patting himself on the back. When's the last time we seen him show his ass?
He was on Facebook about what was it? The people got caught from the robbery up in North Carolina.
Did you see what happened last night down in Sumter?
By a license plate reader or something like that.
Did you see something, what happened in Sumter yesterday, last night? Somebody broke into a store and stole a bunch of guns.
Oh, I'll be done.
I wonder if they got the right folks.
Where's that protecting and serving thing?
But anyway, I use the word lackluster on purpose. If y'all don't know who Lackluster is, go on YouTube, search Lackluster, one word, and start watching. I post his videos almost every day.
Yeah, that's a pretty good channel that exposes that there ain't just one bad apple.
I wonder why I would be mentioning him and Frankie Lee Bone in the same sentence.
Huh.
Stay tuned, like I've always said.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the point of all this is we can see it was leaked out, kind of what the cartoon is looking like, kind of what the dominoes connect the dots. These are the people that have been, you know it, you've seen it, you've, all these decades. It's been called all kinds of things. It's been called the Unholy Alliance, the rich boys north of Richmond, if you want.
The deep state.
The deep state. Everybody knows that it's corrupt. It's corrupt from the top all the way down to the bottom. And power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
And it's been happening since the inception of this country.
It's been steadily and progressively.
That's why this country was founded, basically.
Steadily and progressively, incrementally, over 247 years, whatever it is now, that cancer has been growing and growing and growing. Is it time for you and me and Matt and everybody here to finally say enough is enough, and we're not going to take it anymore? Look at you bullshit paycheck.
Yeah.
Matthew, that it?
It's up to us.
It's up to us.
Nobody's coming.
Nobody's going to save you but you.
Peace.
That's it for the Liberty Report. We'll see y'all next week. Matt, thank you.
You're welcome.
Peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people,
right?
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?